Okay. My third guest this afternoon on the Blue and Gold Report for this Tuesday, November 15th, is Jennifer Moser, a senior and outstanding player on a highly successful women's volleyball program. Yeah, not as much success this year as the last couple of years. Jennifer, though, was a big part of a couple of 21 seasons postseason the last couple of years and kind of helping some of the new girls learn the ropes and get ready for what I believe Charlie Brand will have in the next year or two, another outstanding winning program for UC Irvine women's volleyball. Jennifer, nice to have you with us. And has the career gone quicker than what you think, looking back on a career in Division I volleyball?
Oh, yeah. It's gone by so fast. Like, it just seems like yesterday. It was like freshman year.
Amazing how quickly it goes. All right, we're going to do something. We'll backtrack to the volleyball in a moment. Three great years. You've got three home matches left with Northridge, Pacific, and Pittsburgh in the next 2 weeks. When that is over and you get your degree from UC Irvine, where does that take you in life?
I'm looking at a couple different things. I'm pretty interested in law, and I'll be like interning at a law office next quarter.
Really?
And so if I really like that, or if that's the way I want to go, I'll probably try the LSAT and try and get into law school.
Great career at Irvine. Looking back on it with 2 weeks remaining, give us one, if not several, of the real highlights that come to mind in your career.
There is one particular match, probably like my sophomore year, where we played Long Beach at Long Beach and we beat Long Beach. It was a great match. Went five games down to the very end, just thrilling. It was awesome.
That was the NCAA year, right, with 24 wins that year?
Yes, sophomore season and junior season last year.
Yeah, well, a couple of big years. You made a lot of friendships, I would imagine, during the course of your career at UC Irvine. I would imagine some of these friendships you'll keep in touch with the rest of your life and be interested certainly in the progress of your friends and teammates.
Oh, definitely. That's what I'm here for primarily is the girls. Like, they're the number one thing you get out of being on a team is the relationships you form. And I'll be keeping track of UCI volleyball probably for the rest of my life.
Well, we'll love to see that smiling face out there at many of matches. Mm-hmm. And you can sit there and watch in the next couple of years some of your teammates who, as they grow up and mature, will become outstanding players. As a senior, how have you tried to influence the freshmen? And it's a freshman-sophomore-oriented team this year. As far as their progress and the fact that when you came in, the program was not at its peak and had struggled for a couple of years and then went on to great heights. How do you relate that to them, and how do you share that experience with them?
Well, basically, I just kind of like tell them to stick in there and hang with it, because it's always more difficult at first. I mean, it's almost like you do worse before you do better.
Right.
And they all have amazing talents, and they're going to be good, I can tell. And basically, it's just giving them that confidence.
And experience and a year of growth. You kind of have to go through the process. We're visiting with Jennifer Moser, senior, and she plays the position libero on UC Irvine women's volleyball. Head coach Charlie Brand, one of the great names in Southern California volleyball. That is a new position in the sport of women's volleyball and volleyball over the last couple of years. Explain the position and the uniqueness of playing that role.
Basically, libero was kind of brought about to make a back row position that could really, be as not unique, but as
versatile, maybe?
Versatile and as important as, say, the middle blocker position or whatever. It's kind of equivalent in the back row. So, say, it'd be easier to give a scholarship to a girl coming out of high school
who's a good libero,
because they'll be in there the whole time, because basically libero is a permanent back row position.
Right, not rotating through so much.
No, not at all.
And do you think that helps the game of volleyball itself? It certainly helps a talent like yours, and you've always been an excellent back row player, but how do you think it improves the game and the match itself?
Definitely. I think it's great because for that position, subbing in and out, you're off for three rotations, then you come in. it's harder to come be acclimated, you know, right away. Where if you're already in there, you get in a flow, and it's easier to play, and it does. It helps the game a lot, I think.
You are a tremendous classic rock fan, and you are kind of the the musical leader of this program. Tell us about your love of classic rock and how it's maybe influenced this year's program and in the last couple of years. Don't be shy.
Well, I guess I get my love of classic rock from my parents, just, you know.
Yeah, people, yeah, my age and whatever, sure.
Just, you know, they always had a lot of music going on in our house growing up, and it's just, I've always loved it, and I've always put songs on the warm-up, and one girl last year, Dana Kurzbard.
Yes.
We had like a musical bond, if you could say.
Good.
We just like road trips. We just, you know, rock out, and it's fun, I guess.
Well, you know, Mike Boyle, our engineer here, is highly expertise in all kinds of music, and Kevin Stockdale is a music nut. I mean, he just all across the spectrum, very, very knowledgeable guys. So tell me a couple of your favorite bands and groups that you enjoy listening to.
Well, classic rock, I'd go like, you know, Led Zeppelin is definitely
great group, yeah.
Big favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Nugent, like just like the rockers, I guess.
How about the Eagles? Were they fit
the
in
Eagles.
There?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. The Eagles are obviously one of my favorite groups and one of the real classics. And again, that type of music, good for you for being the next generation to carry that on for people. Three matches left. What do you want to accomplish? What? How do you see your career closing, or how would you like it to close?
Three wins.
Good, yeah. Who has been the most improved of the young players on this team that we can look forward to in the upcoming years to be maybe some of the outstanding players to carry this program?
Well, out of the freshmen, I'd definitely say, all of them are going to be great players. Lauren Kellerman is going to be outstanding outside hitter.
Yeah, she's had some impressive numbers this year.
Yeah, and she's only going to get better. Same with Cassie Caprisa. She's just going to be a huge force at the net. And Devin Sutherland, she's going to be good.
You're playing three more matches for Charlie Brand. I've been around him for 4 years. Wonderful guy, great coach, graduate of UC Irvine, you know, started in 1965 when the school opened. Describe your relationship and what you've learned from Charlie on the court, off the court.
On the court, phenomenal volleyball coach, knows his stuff, Pat. Like, he knows what he's doing out there. And the way he coaches is very unique in that he, trying to get this across. He's
passionate and intense, but he relates well to his girls, right?
Yeah, he's very intense and very passionate. Like you know, he cares. Like he stays up all night thinking about things. He really cares about what goes on, and he really cares about individuals.
Well, that's neat, and it's nice when you leave school and you look back on your career at UC Irvine that to remember the human beings, the context between a player and a coach over the years, that's special. And the great coaches, and Charlie is a great one, have that with their players. You know, players going back and maybe after a couple of years realizing, you know, I really understand now why he was getting on me. I really understand what he was teaching there, and I can apply that now. Jennifer, do you have any brothers or sisters who are in athletics? Were your parents in volleyball, or how did this all start for you?
My dad, he played college football for Sac
really?
State. But no, volleyball, I don't know. Like, I just started playing, like, fourth grade when I was little. And
at school or
yeah,
at a park? Or
at school and club. Club is just something I got into, and I just stuck with it. And then through high school, I had some really good coaches, got on some good teams, and basically decided to pursue it.
Playing that back row, you get some BBs hit at you. You got to have soft hands, and you got to have knees that have been bruised a few times. What's the experience of seeing something, a screaming missile coming at you, and you having to go down and get that baby?
I don't know. I love it, I guess. Like, yeah. It's the best thing just to get, like, some girl just cracking it as hard as she can and me just digging it up. Like, it's...
And going, hey, lady, you got no kill here. Yeah. It's right back at you, huh?
That's the best feeling. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. The excitement of playing a big-time Division I volleyball, I imagine it's thrilling. It's got to give you a good feeling and peace of mind to know that you made an impact in athletics at UC Irvine.
Yeah, it really has. Like, I really feel like I've accomplished a lot in my last 4 years, and it's sad to see it coming to a close.
Yeah, we're sad to see it end, but we know great things are ahead for you. And you've enjoyed the overall experience of UC Irvine away from volleyball on the court. Other students that you've come across at school and the professors, it's been a good experience.
Oh, definitely. UC Irvine's a great place. It's a great place to live. Great atmosphere here at school with all the professors and kids. It's awesome.
Well, you'll be a good ambassador of this program when you leave into the school itself. Jennifer, I want to thank you for coming by and being our guest here this afternoon. Congratulations on a great career. 2 more weeks to go, 3 more matches. Enjoy the heck out of it. Mm-hmm. Have a lot of fun, and our best to you in the program.
Okay, thanks.
Jennifer Moser, senior libero on Charlie Brand's UC Irvine women's volleyball team has been our guest. Remember, come out and see them this weekend. Matches against Cal State Northridge and UOP. Those are the final Big West matches for the UC Irvine women's program. Then one more chance next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, at home against Pittsburgh. Come out and celebrate this fine program. We'll be back to wrap up this edition of the Blue and Gold Report right after this on 88.9 FM, KUCI, and the World Wide Web.